This is JIS News. Coming up, body of late Agriculture Minister Roger Clark arrives on the island. Police and Indicom get crime scene investigation vans and ground broken for Portmore Sewage Treatment Project. The news in detail after this break.
I'm Mario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, several members of her cabinet and former Prime Minister PJ Patterson were at the Norman Manley International Airport today, September 10, for the arrival of the body of late Agriculture Minister Roger Clark. Our reporter Aldine Campbell was also there and filed this report.
The radiant sun belied the somber mood which hung over the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston as the body of the much-loved late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries arrived on the island. There was hardly a dry eye among government officials and family members as a casket draped in the Jamaican flag was carried by members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, through a pathway created by the mourners from the airplane to the hearse on the tarmac. Earlier, government ministers and former Prime Minister Patterson, led by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, sang various hymns including How Great Thou Art, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and God Will Take Care of You as they waited in the departure lounge. The singing resumed as the casket was placed in the hearse. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites offered prayers, after which the Lord's Prayer was recited. Speaking with JIS News, Assad Easton Stewart, Mr. Clark's driver of 10 years, said, quote, "My boss gone leave me," end quote.
Which is a good man to me, and he's always stand by my side. I love him. Take him out over Jamaica, take him to the airport and just receive his body now. So I'm really sad to know that Mr. Clark gone leave me like that. You understand? So I've just hold it and try to build and build best strong with God.
The official funeral for Roger Clark, who died August 28, will be held Saturday, September 13 at St. George's Church, Westmoreland. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Aldine Campbell.
The investigative capacities of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Independent Commission of Investigations, Indicom, have been bolstered with the addition of 8 crime scene investigation vans. The vans were donated by the U.S. Embassy under the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative. The JCF will receive 5 of the vans, while Indicom will get 3. Assistant Commissioner of Police Devon Watkiss says the units will be put to good use. Commissioner of Indicom Terrence Williams says the new vans will allow his agency to speed up its response time to incidents in rural Jamaica. Both men were speaking at a ceremony to hand over the vehicles at the U.S. Embassy in Kingston Wednesday. Ground has been broken for the construction of a $2 billion sewage improvement project in Portmore, St. Catherine. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project is aimed at meeting the sanitation and water needs of residents in Portmore.
I have no doubt that inadequate waste management will cease to be a factor in Portmore and its environs as a result of this project, which also signifies our commitment to enhance the environmental health of the community as well as the health and safety of its residents.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony in Bridgeport, St. Catherine, on Tuesday. He says the National Water Commission managed project will aid in the continued economic growth of the municipality. And the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is advising that the renunciation of Jamaican citizenship can only be done by submitting an application to the agency. Director of Citizenship Services at PICA, Carol Saunders Hammond, says Jamaican citizenship cannot be renounced by submission of a letter certified by a Justice of the Peace, Notary Public, or other public official.
It is my understanding that there are persons in the United Kingdom who are making declarations of renunciation and are deeming themselves to now either be stateless or no longer Jamaicans. And we want to clarify that there is an official process through PICA.
For further information, visit PICA's website at pica.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.